Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I'm not talking big offenses here, but I want you to say a word about the little things that we let become big things that we don't have to, but we do.
Right. Well, so often we nurse those things, right? So maybe it's one or two little slights here. Maybe my husband didn't look at me the way I wanted him to look at me or didn't hear me when I was talking. And then those things add up and add up, and I continue to put them in my heart. And then anytime I feel like, oh, I'm going to be angry at him, I have all these little offenses to justify myself.
Wow.
So it's okay for me now to treat him in this way because look at all these things that he has done to me. And, you know, the truth of the gospel right there, what should change those thoughts for us is consider how much you've been forgiven of.
Yeah.
Consider all he's overlooked. Consider everything he's given you. Think, knowing the truth about yourself, right, which is you're desperately wicked, and knowing the truth about God, which is he loves you anyway, if you believe that he's good and you believe that he's offering you forgiveness, once you're there and you really catch a hold of how much you've been forgiven of, well, then you'll be able to forgive. Otherwise, we're like that. We're like the man in the parable who goes out and chokes someone for the small amount of money that they're owed when he's just been forgiven this crazy, unrealistic amount of money, right? So we are that in relationships. We go around choking each other, like, give me what you owe me. Give me what you owe me. And the whole time Christ is like, oh, I've already forgiven your debt. You're forgiven. So because of that, if we can remember his forgiveness for us in contrast to what we deserve, then we're able to let go of those little slights. But it's only in relationship with God. It's only as we dwell on his forgiveness that we can do that.
That's so good. I love what you said, too, about when you carry those little things in your heart, you can pick them up to justify your anger. And everybody does it. It must be why Scripture talks about love keeps no account. Because in keeping an account, it destroys us and the relationship. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.